KEXP's live performance podcast is made possible by Merge Records, with releases this year from Alison Crutchfield, Waxahachie, Ibibio Sound Machine, Sneaks, and Coco Hames. Discover every artist, listen to music, and shop at mergerecords.com.
This is 90.3 KEXP Seattle. I am here in our performance space with a band you've been hearing every day, pretty much, on the morning show. We love them. They're called Great Grandpa, and here they are live on KEXP. KEXP, Great Grandpa in the studios here on The Morning Show. The new album is called Plastic Cough. And unless I'm wrong about this, next Seattle show in November? Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, I just want to make sure. I don't want to miss any shows. But Sunday, November 19th at Numo's Night Before down in Portland. And again, the new record you've been hearing here on KEXP, one of the best of the year, not just local, but just one of the best albums of the year. And you got another from it, if you're ready. If you're close to ready. Or if you're tuning, I can continue to listen to my own voice, which I'm used to. You want to talk now?
Yeah, I broke
talk
a string.
You broke a string!
Oh, we're definitely talking now.
Hey.
You are on the hook, because you're not holding an instrument, so I'm looking right at you.
What's up?
This has happened before. We'll be okay. So tell me a little bit about the band, since the band is currently fixing strings and stuff. When did you all start? Can you give me a little history?
So we're coming up on like 3 years together as a whole entity, and basically like August of 2014, that's 3 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, time flies.
Pat hit me up and had already kind of had like Carrie in mind. They were trying to start a band and was like, hey, do you want to sing? I was like, yeah, I love singing. So yeah, we kind of just like started doing stuff and everybody kind of came together. And I think Halloween is our anniversary.
Ooh, that's a good one. It's a good, remember that. You can have big shows on Halloween as anniversary shows. Yeah. You can throw them all together.
Get freaky.
When you get a band together like this one too, you have such a great sound and everyone seems really tight. Is there similar interest in music? It's got to be exciting to meet people or to play with people that have similar looks on music and want to play kind of the same vibe, right? I mean, clearly it won't work if you don't.
Yeah, I think, well, we kind of have different music tastes in certain ways, but we all sort of like the same things in general. Like, what are you into, Pat?
On the spot.
Now I want to know.
I mean, I think when the band first started, I would say our tastes were, you know, slightly different, but the longer we play together and the longer that we've been friends, our tastes have sort of converged.
Sure.
You know, I mean, this year, the stuff, at least personally, that I'm influenced by that I know all the rest of the group love as well is like Alex G, Big Thief, Pale Hound. I'm just trying to think of some other good records that have come out this year that we've listened to a lot.
Half-Wave,
yeah.
When you hear those bands, do you also think, okay, how do we get on the bill with these guys? We gotta do it.
Well, we know. Always. I think we know most of those. We don't know Big Thief, but the other ones that we know, yeah, we've played with before, and they're all just such nice people. That's I don't know if it's just the genre that we play in, and we're just lucky, but I feel like all the bands that we've ever played with in our sort of scene are just, they're so nice.
I don't think that's a coincidence.
They're just the best people, yeah. I've played in other bands and other genres where it's not always the case, so.
Sure. Well, it's always nice. It's not easy out there, so if you can have friends and allies, it's always good.
Definitely.
All right, you good? All right, we got another one from Great Grandpa live here on The Morning Show. Take it away.
Lives me waste to keep in my name. Diamond sticks.
KEXP, where the music matters. Great Grandpa live here on the morning show here in our performance space. And the new album is called Plastic Cough. And got another from it. Probably the most played, I think, on the show. Grandpa killing it here on Listener Powered KEXP. The new one is called Plastic Cough. That was called Teen Challenge. Alex, I was reading something about the lyrics of that song that you had said, that they had started as a nonsensical lyrics, which I love. I'm a big Pixies fan. I remember trying to, I'd read into the lyrics. Mm-hmm. And then I read an interview maybe a year into my love of that band where he's interviewed saying, they just sound good together. And I felt like, man, I've been spending a whole year trying to interpret this. Like, when are the aliens coming? And so anyway, people read into lyrics, but can you tell me a little bit about that song, where it came from and the lyrics?
Yeah, well, it definitely started as nonsense. Mm-hmm. We're recording some demos for it, and the original lyrics were, pumpkin seeds are my favorite thing. I think Pat was eating like a bag of pumpkin seeds or something.
That's nonsensical. That's just a fact.
It was true at the time.
At the time.
I don't know if it still rings for him, but Yeah, I guess I was kind of reflecting on like some people probably think it's like adolescent relationships, but Teen Challenge was kind of a nonsensical name for the song. But just like relationships in general, and like that's kind of where the lyrics came from, just reflecting.
Well, it jumped right out as soon as I got your songs, too, I have to say. It goes with a lot of things on the show. You know, a band you remind me of, too, I was trying to think back in the early days, too, is Pretty Girls Make Graves. You familiar with that band? I love that band. And it's just been bugging me, and it occurred to me live here on the air that's definitely a compliment. I like that band a lot.
I'll have to go home and listen.
You must. They put out some great records over the years. So you've been at it for a few years now. Are you seeing more and more people at the shows? Are you seeing response to the record? What's it like out there right now?
It's pretty awesome. it was cool. Like, I guess coming home on this last tour that we played our Seattle show in the middle of the tour. Mm-hmm. And coming home to like a bunch of familiar faces and people that we've seen at our shows for years that knew the lyrics to some of the songs on Plastic Cough before it came out, because they would just like come to the shows and were very supportive. It was so awesome to see all those people, and then a bunch of new faces too. So I feel like our team is doing something right. I feel like the music is reaching some people, which is cool.
Have you looked down and seen people singing along?
Mm-hmm.
That's got to feel good.
It does, and it's like it
and freak you out.
Gives you a new energy. Yeah, you're like, oh, I didn't think anybody was listening to what I was saying.
Yeah. Well, what's the plan? I know there's some shows coming up. We mentioned the Numo show on November 19th, but what does the rest of this year look like? Is it just a few shows, support of the record? What are you guys doing?
We're touring.
Yeah.
So we start a tour in the fall with Sorority Noise and Citizen.
Great bill.
And yeah, we're very excited about it. And I think, you know, after like the holidays kind of blow over, maybe in 2018 we'll probably be doing more touring, but we'll see.
So a question I've asked a lot of bands lately too here in the studio, and anyone can answer this, and it's an important one because I think more than ever music is playing such a part of people's lives. Why does it matter to you? What's important to you about music?
I guess for listening and playing, just connection in general, just like being able to listen to like my friends' bands or something and be like, wow, like I'm really feeling that too. I don't feel alone, and that's really awesome. And then being able to play and connect with people and be like, wow, like we wrote this thing and people are vibing on it. Like you're not alone, and that's awesome.
Yeah. Kind of like the Tinder for mind connections.
It's true. It's true. You're all connected.
You're like, this is how I feel. This is sort of a terrible representation of that. Do you feel that way too? Like, yeah.
And it's kind of in its temporary yet permanent. You know, like you're in that moment.
Yeah.
And then later you've held on to that for a long time. And this You're Not Alone theme plays a lot on my show. I actually have that tattooed on my right arm. Oh, yeah. So it means a lot to hear that. I think people, when they listen to music, they feel less alone.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
And kudos to every band out there making music. It's not easy out there. So that includes you. And one of the best records of the year. It's called Plastic Cough. Great Grandpa's the band. They got one more for us if you're ready.
We are. Thanks so much, John.
Yep.
So now to your diet.
Great Grandpa live here on The Morning Show. Favorite show, the name of the track, Plastic Cough, the name of the new album. Great work. It's your earliest performance today to me, maybe ever. Thanks again for coming in so early. I do appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
KEXP's live performance podcast is made possible by Merge Records, with releases this year from Alison Crutchfield, Waxahachie, Ibibio Sound Machine, Sneaks, and Coco Hames. Discover every artist, listen to music, and shop at mergerecords.com.